Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me again today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Over the last several weeks, I have been reading from the Book of Psalms, selected chapters and verses. The Book of Psalms has always been a beloved book in the Bible for many readers because it contains such a broad array of examples of God's glorious work through the saints, their attitudes toward God and toward friends and enemies, how they endure in times of danger, personal struggles, and great sorrows, and especially our Lord's righteousness and steadfast love for each one of us. We hear and see how only through Christ can we find true joy, allowing us to serve and love God in thankfulness and praise, no matter in what circumstances we find ourselves here on earth. Today I would like to read for you Psalm 16 of David. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Lately, I've been thinking about mirrors and my reflection in them. I confess that I am one of those people who likes to have several mirrors placed strategically around my house so that with a quick glimpse, I can be sure I still look okay should anyone suddenly pop by for a visit. I check to see that my hair is in place, I have no remnants of my salad between my teeth, my cheeks look appropriately pink and healthy, and my eyes look alert with just enough makeup to prevent anyone from telling me I look tired. I remember my mom commenting once, upon visiting us in our new home, how predictable it was to see I still kept a mirror hung by my front door, as she knew I have always done, so that I can easily assess my looks before opening my door to greet a guest. How vain, I know. And apparently, I am not alone. One study has shown that people look in some kind of a mirror 12 to 15 times a day. Bathroom mirrors, wall mirrors, purse mirrors, car mirrors, elevator mirrors, all of those give us a reflection of how we look. But really, most of us don't need a mirror to know how we look, do we? As David says in verse 2 of the psalm I just read, "You are my Lord, I have no good apart from you." We know that if we were to be judged by our own good works and intentions, we would all be guilty of breaking God's law. In that reflection, we see ourselves exactly how we are without Christ, dirty, rotten sinners, filthy not just in a physical way, but in our hearts and souls. Perhaps you've heard it said that the law, that is, God's law, is like a mirror, reflecting back to us our sin. In that mirror, besides ourselves as sinners, we also see the sins and the consequences of sin in the people in the world around us. The sorrows of those who run after another god, as David declared in verse 4. If that is the reflection I see in my mirror by my door, I would be too ashamed to ever open my door. Knowing how every day I fail in keeping God's commands can make me feel very gloomy and downcast. However, as the psalmist goes on in the next verses, David is thanking God for where the Lord has set him down in pleasant places and with a beautiful inheritance. David proclaims, as can we, "Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol." Like David, we can be confident in God's ability to save us, even as we are crying out for help and rescue in our times of deepest despair. We do not need to feel gloomy, for our joy in life is not simply a trivial matter of mood, but a state of being in which every believer can dwell, not because our life here is perfect, but because God is perfect and has already secured for us an eternal home in heaven. Today, when I look into my mirrors, and yes, I'm sorry, I do still have some up in my home and even carry one in my purse, I will tell you that the first thing I see is still my aging face and lackluster complexion, and I know that it is a sinful person staring accusingly back at me. But I also know and remind myself that I am a dearly beloved child of God, and no matter how this world beats me down by Satan and my own errant desires and actions, I will strive, as David did, to confidently recall Christ at my right hand, trusting that he is beside me in all things, holding my hand and guiding me through all of life's moments. And you, my friend, can do the same. God grants us both physical and spiritual blessings, and it is especially the spiritual blessings of our faith in Christ for which we must truly remember to thank God daily. As Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." Yes, God's law does and should convict us of our sins, and it is not a fun mirror in which to gaze. But thankfully, happily, it doesn't end there. Because God sent his Son Jesus to be crucified for all of your sins and all of mine, and then was resurrected, conquering the evil foe, to make a place for us beyond our physical life here, we can hold up the Bible. These are the promises of God, and as we have heard and seen in the Psalms, what we will see is this: a beautiful mirror image reflecting God's grace, mercy, and salvation for the whole communion of saints, those who have gone before us, you and me now, and for all of the saints to come, sinners made righteous by a loving and faithful God who is with us and preserves us now, and will one day deliver us from our physical life on earth to our joyful heavenly home with our Lord forever. So we can join with David when he declares, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." We pray. Dear Almighty God, our everlasting and loving Lord Jesus Christ, we thank and praise you for all of the good gifts given to us, our families, our homes, our food, and our friends. But mostly, Lord, we thank you for your word in the Holy Bible and our faith and salvation in you. When we are overcome with grief or despair, help us to remember these great gifts to us and strengthen us to be joyful in all we do. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.